TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
My power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me. So I went running for answers.
Kendrick. Lamar. All right. 606 out there in the West. 906 Atlanta. That's right, the ATL. All right. Hey, yo, Kendrick Lamar, executive. For those who don't know, one, Black Panther out this weekend. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you are clearly under a rock. Hey, Kendrick Lamar, executive, produced the soundtrack for Black Panther. That's like super dope right there. Like eight-time Grammy Award nominated Kendrick Lamar, just like that. It's the Social Lab TM Hyman Radio. Welcome. It's 917-893-9926. Jump on it. Hey, when you lose, do not lose the lesson. That's the topic tonight. Hashtag lesson learned. Hashtag the Social Lab. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, Madam CeeLo Bosty. What up, boss?
Good afternoon. In the morning time, I'm chilling and frying chicken.
Frying chicken. Can I get a piece off to the side? Can you put
I will overnight you,
you
at least three pieces.
Can you bake it? Bake it for me. I don't need nothing fried.
Oh, okay. I'm going to do like my mama do me, fry it and then put it in the oven and then bake.
Oh, fry it and then somewhat bake it. Got it.
Yeah, I bake it.
Got it. Hey, what's popping though? What's going on with you?
Alive.
What is the weather like in Charlotte?
It's raining off and on. Yeah, it's raining off
raining
and on. Today was kind of, it was, there was no sunshine today. Not at all.
There was
but
no
it was
sunshine.
Like, it's humid though. It's crazy. It was humid, and so that it's confusing. It's like it's humid,
yeah,
but
the weather
chilly.
Is the weather is pretty crazy. Hey, have you seen the movie Geostorm?
No.
Like
I
speaking
haven't.
Of crazy weather. Oh my
it's,
gosh!
It's a science
if you've
movie
not seen
or...
Geostorm. Folks, do yourself a favor and check out the movie Geostorm. With all of the wacky weather taking place right now in America and across the world, Geostorm is one of those, like, it's a dose of reality. Geostorm. Do yourself a favor.
No.
Hey, when you lose, do not lose the lesson. That's the topic tonight. Hanging out with Madam CeeLo Boston out of Charlotte. I'm coming to you live out of the ATL. When you lose, do not lose the lesson. Listen, recently I applied for an opportunity, and I think I shared a couple weeks ago, trying to just throw my name in the hat into a situation. One, I'm always down for a great opportunity. Always aiming higher.
Right.
It's just
motivation.
In my blood. Now,
motivation.
Is it a
motivation.
Good thing? I'm not sure. But I'm always stretching, reaching, aiming. But this time, it was interesting because, you know, I was somewhat mixed about it. But I'm always encouraging others to throw their name in the hat. So threw my name in the hat, and you always get something out of the process. Well, fast forward 3 weeks later, I made it to a second round, didn't make it to a third round, so ultimately got knocked out. But halfway through, I was contemplating, like, I had done this. It was like a very uneasy feeling. But guess what? When you're in the game, you got to play to the very end.
Right.
And then you got to figure out at the end, what's the true message? What's the true lesson to be learned? I heard somebody say maybe about a month ago, and I think they were referring to something that Oprah said. Now, anytime someone refers to something that Oprah said, I'm typically ready to run for the hills. I'm like, think for yourself. Don't tell me nothing that Oprah said because, you know, you're sounding robotic. You know, Oprah is the cause of a lot of marriages. You know, people came home talking about what Oprah said. Listen. But somebody was talking about something that Oprah said a couple weeks ago, and I was like, that might not be too bad. And ultimately, what Oprah had said was something along the lines of, there are no mistakes. There are no mistakes in life. That life is truly about lessons learned. You know, if it didn't go the way that you thought it should go or wanted it to go, ultimately, you know, it's about what was the lesson learned. And recently going through this process, it was like the lesson learned was I really found out some things that I wouldn't have known if I had not had thrown my name in the hat.
Right.
But number two, I actually would have never known that I didn't really want it if I hadn't gotten the game.
Right.
I didn't realize how much of a task it really was, and sometimes we think that it didn't work out for us, and it's a bad thing.
No.
When you lose, don't lose the lesson. Sometimes that bad thing turns around to be a good thing.
Yeah.
There are no mistakes. The question is, what's the lesson learned? Now, I'm sharing my little situation, and that's a small thing on a totem pole because, again, you know, I'm good. But I know people who let setbacks kick them too far back. I know people who don't move forward because they're like, you know, what was me? It didn't work out. Listen, when you lose, don't lose the lesson. I don't care what the situation is. I was talking to, I can't remember. I just lost that thought. Hey, but if you got something you want to share, along the lines of a learned lesson, right? You thought it was going to turn out one way, it turned out another way. Hey, we want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. Yeah, I totally, like, forgot that thought, like, that quick. But can you relate? Can you relate to something that you was like, damn, I'm so, you know, I thought that was going, I thought I was going to be really bummed out, but I'm not that damn bummed out. Have you ever had one of those?
Yeah. The whole 7 years of it.
Wow.
Straight up.
So you can really relate.
Like,
yeah, so you can really
because
relate.
It's like, because you never, it's like you can't see the light, right? You know, you're supposed to look for the light at the end of the tunnel, right? But if you can't see the light, it's hard to see anything on the way to the light. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can lose hope when, like, something doesn't go your way. I've seen people shut down when things didn't go their way or even, you know, go as serious as suicide when things didn't go their way. Like, you know, not just, you know, normal things not going anywhere, but, like, life plans, life goals, or say someone wanted to be a lawyer, but they couldn't pass the bar, and they done took it 5 times, you know what I'm saying, but they still want to be a lawyer. Sometimes they can't take that loss.
The failure.
You know what I'm saying?
The rejection.
Not being
failure.
Able to process.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like you need a common balance of the good and the bad. And, you know, like I tell my daughter, my all my adopted daughters and sons, you know what I'm saying, that I got through my daughter, what's for you? It's for you. You'll never miss an opportunity that's truly for you. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like,
I totally agree.
Hell, you know, I remember when I first started interviewing for jobs, like when I got out of the military, and, like, I would go in there all polite and how you're, you know, supposed to go, right? And it would be like those would be the jobs that I wouldn't get the callbacks or, you know, whatever. I get blown off. But if I go in there and I'm cussing in the interview and I'm just being me, I get the job. And it didn't matter what job it was. But it was like I had to learn, I had to pay attention to, okay, maybe me being this put-together person is fitting whatever thought that they have of me, that I don't do nothing, that I get away with my looks and all that other crap, you know? So, yeah, it's like I learned that you have to, people love deception.
Hey, we're going to pause for the calls. But before we pause, I want to make a point. Ladies and gentlemen, do not go on the job interview cussing. Please, don't go on the people's job cussing. Hey, all the way live from the other side of the ATL, we'll go into the convo. And please, do not go on the people's jobs cussing, trying to get the job. Welcome to the show.
Cussing, trying to get the job?
And
at
the job.
Very beginning, when you shake
yes,
hands
ma'am.
And say, hi, my name is?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's, we don't.
Yeah.
At least
yeah.
wait until
yeah,
you're
yeah.
around a water cooler and then, you know, giggle mm-hmm. it off and say, ooh, excuse, pardon my French.
Mm.
Hey.
No?
Hey, all the way live from Columbia, South Carolina. Let's welcome her into the combo as well. And I encourage you as well. When you're trying to go, you know, get that catering contract, please don't be cussing in them people's business, please.
Yes, Lord knows I'm thankful for a filter. Yes, I'm thankful for my filter. Yes, yes.
Me too.
Yes.
Me too.
Yes, yes. Hello, hola, hola, hola.
Hola.
Hola. When you lose, do not lose the lesson is the topic tonight. We got a full house, 917-889-3926. What we were talking about was CeeLo was sharing her encounter about, you know, thinking it was going one way and it happened to go another. I was sharing with the folks that I had recently applied for an opportunity. Didn't quite go the way I'd anticipated, but halfway through, this is like, you know, week number three, found out today really, the process had concluded for myself. I made it to a round two, not to a round three, but like maybe about a week and a half ago, I started thinking to myself, man, can I pull back this opportunity? I found out some things that I don't quite know if this is really what I want to do, right? When a situation turns into something that, you know, might become awkward or you might have to become someone you're not, you know, just for a few more coins, I'm not sure it's worth it. To enjoy what you do versus to be miserable at what you do for a few extra pennies, I would personally take enjoying what I do versus being miserable with a few extra coins. And I didn't really know or wouldn't have known if I didn't actually get in the game. Sometimes you just got to get in the game, create an opportunity for yourself. That way, you know, you're not really losing, but you've gained, right?
Experience.
The point is this. The point was many people aren't able to move forward, move beyond what we might see as a failure point. CeeLo, you said it real. I think you just said I connected with what you said. You said it takes a little bit of good and bad to kind of keep us moving. I totally agree with that. Although I didn't get any bad out of my personal situation, but there was the lesson in it was never be afraid to get in the game.
Step out.
Never be afraid to throw your name in the hat. And I encourage anybody at the end of the day to go through the process because I learned a few things that I wouldn't have known. I learned a few key players. I learned a few key things that I wouldn't have known if I hadn't have got in the game. So regardless, folks, when you lose or at least feel like you've lost, Don't lose the lesson. I'll go to Fee or Hot Chocolate. Either one of you have an experience that you think you can share that's along that line. You know, you thought it was going to go one way, and it didn't quite work out that way, but it worked out for the best.
I think my current corporate situation kind of rings to that. I was hired for a role that was presented to me as a quote-unquote specialty position with a group that was kind of experimental. And the reason that I was hired is because I had so much experience in this area, almost 11 years. So our boss, or, you know, the head of the company, kind of sees a different vision for the way he wants the group to work the files. I work in the law field, so if I say files, that's what it's referring to. The way that he wants the files worked, and it kind of eliminated my role. So I end up in a world where I don't have any experience at all and have to learn that, as well as the role of a case manager on the law side, because I come from the plaintiff side prior to this. So it's a little disheartening, but it's changed here for the better again recently, where I have an opportunity to go back and work the attorneys who are going to specialize in the field that I have this experience in. It's kind of come full circle where the head of the company has discovered that they do need my role, especially with six attorneys that will need supporting. So it will be myself and two or three other individuals, you know, here down the line. But I've got to kind of wait it out until they get the other attorneys hired. So, you know, it might be a few more months of me just doing something else other than what I'm doing while the company is being restructured.
Yeah, there's a term or a phrase I call change management. Change management. It's a real thing. It's a real thing. Change management. Change is happening all the time. Change is inevitable. The one thing that you can expect to happen is something is going to change. How you respond to it makes all the difference in the world. And that's why sometimes you got to put yourself out there. You got to put yourself out there so you can stay sharp, so that when something happens, when something shifts, you're not totally caught off guard, because at the end of the day, you're always willing to change and shift something yourself. A lot of times, you know, people can't rebound on the job, because, you know, they've been doing something for so long that they're used to something. They're used to people doing stuff for them, or they're used to getting stuff done a certain way, to where when something doesn't go that way, or when something changes, they don't know what the hell to do. It's like their life is falling apart. Listen, always stay fresh, stay sharp. Always be challenging yourself to do more, to do better, so that when something shifts on you, you're ready for it. Your whole world is not tipsy. No, not, we're not tips. I was about to say tipsy-turvy. Topsy-turvy.
No, not topsy. Ultimate. There you go. It could be tipsy-turvy. It could be.
Call it what you want.
Challenge yourself to do more and to do better. That's the best advice I can give you tonight. What may seem like a loss today is really setting you up and preparing you for that next thing tomorrow. I'm not going to take the credit, because I barely reference anything she says, but she's on to something, you know. And I'm going to step out there and say, Madam President. Madam President Oprah Winfrey was on to something when she said, there are no mistakes. There are no mistakes. In this life, we learn lessons. But I think it's about how you look at it. right? The glass is either half full or half empty. The glass is half empty when you look at things as mistakes. The glass is half full when you look at them as lessons learned. We're just trying to help y'all tonight. When you lose the lesson, when you lose I'm tired. When you lose,
try it again.
Do not lose the lesson.
There you go.
9:26.
There you go.
We got feet.
You recovered well.
Wednesday night, huh?
You recovered well.
What'd you say? Yeah, man.
You.
Yeah, man. Hey, we just trying to help y'all. Real talk, real people, real times. Listen, it's 2018, and I don't know what the hell is going to happen with the leadership in America, but I know what's going to happen with the leadership at 4867. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, I can't do nothing about Pennsylvania Avenue, but I can do everything about Ashford Dunwoody. And I'm encouraging you to do the same, right? You can't do anything about what's happening in D.C., but you can do everything about what's happening in your household. The problem is we too worried about other people's business, and our own damn households need some work.
Ain't right. Ain't right. Say it. Ain't right.
Needs some work.
Yes, we do. Working on it, though.
Let's unite in our communities. Let's organize in our communities. You know what I'm saying? Let's stop the black-on-black crime in our communities. And let's go back
for
to our original God so we can get
the
thing right
stop
in our community.
On the
feel me? You feel me?
I'm working on 3790 Cypress Point is what I'm working on.
Hey,
we're so worried about, you know, Pennsylvania Avenue. Come on, get the things right on your avenue. In your
listen,
corner,
I can't worry about his
road.
Avenue because he's not worried about his avenue, clearly. So
he ain't worried about your damn avenue.
I'm
going to
worry about mine.
So you better
right.
be worried about your
dirt
own
road.
Avenue.
Precisely.
He's on a
we're,
dirt
we're
road.
We're back Wednesday, 9 Thanks for rocking with us, everybody. Hey, take
your
phone.
Oh, well, whatever you do,
road.
Do it well. And Jesus is in the main.
Yeah,
see y'all on Wednesday.
We are that crew, that team, that network. They show ain't, and his hair is made of wool.
And he got shiny feet. He got shiny feet. Come on.
Tell him. Tell him. TM Hyman Radio,
y'all
the
later.
Social Lab. That's right.
Yeah.
We'll be back on Wednesday.
He needs lotion.
Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show.